Shall we stand? Lord Jesus, we come to you now in a time of song. And we open our hearts and we give you praise and we enthrone you. So that we let all the other names fade away. And whatever stage of life we're at, whatever phase of our faith we are at, we all share one goal and one purpose, that is to lift you high in our lives, and may you be the center of the way we think, of the way we feel, and of the way we act, so that we may love you with all our heart, soul, and mind and strength.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you are King. Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up with our praise. And as we worship, build a throne. And as we worship, build a throne. And as we worship, build a throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place.
Let's sing Jesus.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you are King. Standing here in the midst of us, we raise you up with our praise. And as we build
Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave, his heaven looked away, the Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave, the war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away. time, just our voices. Now forever he is glorified, forever he is lifted high, forever he is risen, he is alive, he is alive. God, we thank you that you loved us so much that you were willing to send your own son to die for us. And Lord, it is that same power that helps Jesus conquer the grave. That is the same power that lives inside us. And it is because of that that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God, you are able. You will never fail, even when we do. We finish as we sing one last song by focusing all our energy, all our praise, all our gratitude towards you, God. We thank you.
It's true.
very much able. You are amazing. You are good, and your love endures forever. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for you are our faithful Father in whom we can turn to. You are God and our refuge, the one in whom we trust. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated, and after a personal time of reflection and prayer, we invite you to join us downstairs for some Chinese tea and biscuits and some cookies. But as part of our sharing today, we invite you guys to just chat and share with one another downstairs. We've got some nice spaces to sit and just chat over a cuppa. We've got a bit of time on our hands because we ended early, but yeah, it would be really great just for us as a church to just catch up and share with one another. Okay.